This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Chuck Berry for you. Great, great performer, Chuck Berry. Good morning and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my partner and buddy, Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us. It is Friday, July 22nd, and we got a lot to talk about. In a few minutes, Alex Reinauer is going to join us from the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and we're going to talk about Congress's attempt to regulate big tech and how it's exactly the wrong thing to do. So stay tuned. That'll be in a few minutes. And a man who attacked a New York congressman on stage with a sharp object of some kind and a California drug trafficker, they have something in common. They're let go. They flee the system. All according to the rules. We're going to talk about that, which is kind of our country's form of justice these days, is it not? We'll talk about that and other things with the proprietor of the Barber Pole, Andrew Ceresi. I'll bet he's got some thoughts on that. And we're going to look into religion. First of all, the Pope is getting a primal doctrinal challenge from a group of German bishops. Some of the primary philosophies of the Catholic Church. We are going to take a look. And in our ultimate top 10, the top 10 greatest religious figures. So stay tuned for that. Will be interesting. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys, for the best haircut in Tampa Bay, it's simple. Get into Dunedin and go to Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580 Main Street, and go into the Overcash Plaza for the best haircut you'll get. And it's a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop. You'll love the place, by the way. 727-733-3773. Call first. Get your appointment. 727-733-3773. And I hope you were listening to Senior Voice America before we came on. They're a great program. Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Tim Bryce, Berkeley Badger, and all kinds of good people here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Well, so Joe Biden has COVID. A year ago, he was telling us that if we got our shots, we would not get COVID. A year ago, almost to the day. So apparently, and most of us got our shots, and I do believe that our shots help us, but apparently it doesn't stop us from getting COVID. Now, we worry about, let's be honest, Joe Biden is a frail man, and when he gets COVID at the age of, 79? You got to worry about it. His physician is stopping the use of some sort of heart medication that he takes because he doesn't want it to interfere with taking care of him now for COVID. He's going to be taking something called Paxlovid.
They got to watch out for his blood thinners.
Is that what Paxlovid did?
Well, any medication they give him, they have to be careful that it doesn't affect the blood thinners,
right,
that he's on.
So he is on a blood thinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so apparently they got to wean him off the blood thinner for a while so that they can give him the COVID medication. That's going to be a little bit touch and go, right? And as you said, and it says here that after he began to take Paxlovid for COVID, It elevates the risk of dangerous blood clots. So you got to worry about that. All right. They had a short blip, Biden standing there saying, you know, I'm doing pretty good. And you got a feel for the guy. Look, he's all over the world. Who knows where he got it?
Well, that's.
Can you get it from a fist bump, Ed?
If you don't wash your hands, and they would we always say, quit touching your face. If you notice, Biden touches his face a lot. When he's reading the prompter, he'll rub his cheek or whatever.
You're right. He scratch near his mouth a lot.
He was asked at the press conference yesterday with his press secretary. I won't even remember her name because I don't care to. But where he might have contracted it. And she said, well, we're not worried about that. Well, the whole thing with COVID, wasn't it about contact tracing? Remember that?
You know,
where you got
hard.
It, so you know where and who you got it from. We're not worried about that. Really? Okay. Well, now we're not worried. Okay.
I mean, it would be awfully hard to figure out who gave it to him. Look at all the people he comes in contact with.
Oh, well, I watched him. This was a hypocritical thing. He fist bumps some people, and then he kissed that woman on the cheek.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she could have given it to him.
Sure.
Yeah, there's a million different places. I'm not so sure that answer isn't really a decent answer. Who cares how he got it? He got it,
How does a husband get it and the wife doesn't?
Good point.
They got separate beds or what?
That's a very good point. Well, you got to remember that she's a doctor.
Well, so what? She can still get COVID.
You don't get my double entendre.
Oh, okay.
She's not really a physician doctor. She's a, what
oh,
is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's one of those doctors.
Yeah. They're not very close either, I guess.
You know, Ed, I don't think you're taking enough compassion for President Biden in this moment of crisis, so I don't think you should be laughing.
Well, a lot of people have had COVID, and there are people who have died of COVID.
They have.
He's got the best care probably in the world right now, as did President Trump when he had it.
Yes, he did.
Yes, I'm not worried about him.
And the vision of Biden with that mask on all the time, even when you knew he was doing it just for the sake of performance.
Right.
Because there was nobody else even close to him at the moment. It's kind of ironic.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a year ago. He said, look, get your shots. Then you won't have to worry. You won't get COVID. I guess we all really believe that at that point.
Get your shots. Our patience is growing thin. We don't care what you do or don't want in your body. Put it in your body. Oh, wait, for the abortion we care.
I know.
For the abortion we care.
I know.
For the vaccine we
don't.
You
can have a choice when it comes to killing your unborn child. Hey, but if the government tells you got to take that shot, get in line, man. It makes no sense. It really doesn't. And there's a lot of other things, by the way, that we're going to find out that it doesn't make any sense what our government is doing, whether it would be at the local or the state level or the federal level. As an example, we're going to be talking after the break with Alex Reinauer. By the way, he's a research fellow for the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And we're going to talk about all these horrible ideas that Congress has to regulate big tech, when the best thing they can do, as we talk about so much with a product or a service that's in the free market, is to keep your hands off. There's no reason for you to regulate it, if you think about it, because it'll do much better without your regulation. Look what they're doing, for God's sake, to our entire energy industry with their regulation. It's scary. But at the same time, we can let people that attack congressmen on a stage with a sharp object like a knife or some drug dealer to be immediately released so he can go out and do his harm again. He didn't even spend a moment in the hooskow.
Isn't that guy a congressman?
Yes, that's what I said.
And there's no...
Lee Zeldin.
There's no deeper crime for attacking a congressman than it would be you or I?
There should be. You can't attack a congressman.
And why was it not attempted murder? Have you seen the weapon?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, by the way, with Andrew a little bit later. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're in the book... 1984 or Animal Farm by George Orwell. Take your pick. Mm. Craziness. And the animals control the humans, or the big brother controls everybody else. Anyway, we're going to take our break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Alex Reinauer all about big tech and Congress.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Caregivers find the support they need on Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Heard every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., Linda and her caring and knowledgeable guests will bring you education, information, and resources, as well as a shoulder for caregivers. That's Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver, where you can find help and hope every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ole, 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 ole. Ole, 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 ole.
Hey, we are back on a Friday, and we thank you very much for listening in to us. And delighted to have Alex Reinauer join us. Alex is a research fellow for technology and innovation at the Great Competitive Enterprise Institute, which has come out with a report, Terrible Tech Bills, from the 117th Congress. And Alex is the author of that. Alex, welcome to FreedomWorks.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So, CEI has come out with, I guess, 10 instances, or 10, it singles out 10 bills that Congress is proposing as the worst of the worst. And I'm looking at some of this stuff, and it just drives me crazy to see the intrusion of Congress into big tech.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and there's plenty to choose from this session. And it appears as though Congress is throwing everything but the kitchen sink at large tech platforms in the hope that something sticks. But recent polling on this is fairly clear. Consumers are not concerned about antitrust and tech regulation right now. They're concerned with inflation. And this increased regulatory hurdles will not only raise prices for consumers, but will likely raise prices for smaller businesses that utilize these online platforms and tools.
You know, this is the thing, and we talk about it. This is kind of a libertarian program. And we talk maybe more than anything about how the federal government gets in the way of people instead of being something of a conduit for freedom and personal satisfaction or whatever. They get in the way of it. And this is a perfect example of it here with the things that they are trying to do. One would think by looking at this that they are actually trying to hurt people. And they're actually trying to destroy the industry itself.
Yeah, no, I think that's a real concern, and really, you're right. It's about freedom, and that freedom really lies with consumers. And the bulk of the big tech legislation are really antitrust bills, and most, if not all, seek to protect competitors rather than consumers. And this is an attempt to depart from the longstanding consumer welfare standard, and most people forget under current laws, monopoly is not illegal. Monopolization is illegal. And it's important to remember that success is not competitive. And ultimately, consumers are going to be the ones to feel the brunt of these regulatory measures.
Do you sense, Alex, that in this legislation that it is the work of some of these people that have crafted this in Congress to try and protect certain tech industries over others?
That's an interesting question. I think the main concern is that they're concerned with bigness. And I think you see that with the Biden administration appointing Lina Khan to the FTC and also bringing in Tim Wu. And it's just kind of this neo-Brandeisian antitrust that big is bad, and that's just kind of the end of it. And it really takes, when you really look into the numbers and get into the weeds of this, it's really hard to find a monopoly. And so I think really the big concern is to attack the big companies like that have made great success in America for tech companies like Google and Apple. In order to help some of those smaller competitors kind of niche away at their power.
Right. We're talking with Alex Reinauer. He's a research fellow for technology and innovation at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and he is the author of a report called Terrible Tech Bills from the 117th Congress. You were talking about monopolies, and it reminded me, Alex, that Milton Friedman once said that the only entity that can create a monopoly is the government. And he mentioned it this way. If you leave businesses alone, the competition for the product or service that they are providing will increase. If you start to regulate them, you actually drive away the competition and help build up the few that remain into monopolies. Your thought on that?
Yes, no. Yeah, absolutely. And I think I really like to focus on the European Union and it's this idea of the gatekeeper, this novel concept. And it is interesting. You do see that most monopolies in history have been government issued. And so by letting kind of this creative destruction occur, you might see large platforms create get massive market shares, but we soon see those companies later leave. If you look at instances like MySpace, which had was kind of the first major social media company, no longer exists. And before that, we had AOL Instant Messenger. So imagining that if we create these regulatory hurdles, we might be stuck with those old kind of antiquated products.
That's a good point.
And we don't get to see new emerging products, the new social media platform, or the new messaging service.
I want to get back to the report itself, singling out some of these bills, Alex. Just as an example, you mentioned that there's the American Innovation and Choice Online Act. I mean, that sounds great. I mean, what's wrong with that? But you say it would prohibit companies like Amazon or Apple or Google from self-preferencing their own products and services. They can't promote their own stuff. Okay. Then you've got the Open App Markets Act. That sounds great. And you call it a particularly intrusive piece of legislation. It would force companies to allow side loaning, which is app installation on a mobile device without using an official app distribution method, despite the security problems. I mean, you would think that these people are actually, I'm not kidding, that they're out to do in these companies.
Yeah, absolutely. And Klobuchar's bill is the American Innovation and Choice Online Act is certainly the kind of centerpiece, and we expect a push to try to pass that before the midterm election.
Amy Klobuchar.
Markets.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the Open Markets Act as well, kind of the sideloading, it all revolves around this kind of this concern over self-preferencing. And there's a couple problems with that. At first, it assumes that consumers are somehow incapable of exploring available options, comparing the prices of those options, and evaluating user reviews to select the product that best fits their needs. And this assumption takes on this really strange paternalistic stance that Congress, the Federal Trade Commission, and the Department of Justice know better what consumers want than consumers do. And I think second, it ignores the type of self-preferencing that takes place in traditional retail outlets. There's a wealth of market and even psychological literature that evaluates how the placement of products in grocery store aisles affects consumer choices.
Mm-hmm.
Like during Halloween season, for example, there may be some advantage to placing expensive candy on shelves that are at eye level with children, as well as putting more affordable candy on eye level with adults. So the fact that these things take place online as opposed to in person in a store is kind of disconnected from reality from an economic standpoint.
Yeah, very interesting. You know, I've always looked at the internet, at least up until recently, as the Wild West in its own way, without any kind of real overseeing by the federal government. It has been allowed to flourish. And if we would go back even 5 years ago and look at the, you know, the internet and all of the apps and everything else, I mean, it was like almost Neanderthal period. You know, we have moved so quickly along. And now I see this federal government coming, and it's going to just try to slow this whole thing to a crawl. It's going to, just like it slowed everything else it's gotten involved in, to a crawl. I think it's, even in we can get into the whole world of health insurance and medical innovation, and you get the federal government involved, and it slows all that down to a crawl. And it's happening here. It's so frustrating.
Yes, absolutely. And tech is moving more into the medical field as well. With Apple trying to implement some initial data security for a lot of their kind of health data that they collect from Apple Watches and smartphones, and then Amazon with its recent purchase of the OneCare medical company is hopefully going to try to innovate that system and hopefully lower prices, medical prices for people across the country. So I think it's very important that the government not get involved with that process. And not get involved with these companies that have a proven track record of innovating and a proven track record of lowering prices for consumers.
Boy, you just mentioned, you hit on something I didn't even think of. And that is that, can you imagine if the health industry didn't have the internet and all of the things that have been created on the computer, which they really weren't relying on very much, you know, a couple generations ago. And now look what we can do with laser technology and the things that we can see on you know, brain scans while they're doing surgery. I mean, it's just unbelievable how big tech is probably saving all kinds of lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And these companies have shown to be very efficient, and the government has proven to be very inefficient. And their involvement in healthcare is really increased prices over the decades. So, I mean, really letting the free market and private enterprise do what they do best is really going to help consumers in the long run.
So tell us, Alex, is this legislation going to go anywhere?
I'm not entirely optimistic. It seems that people are backing away from Klobuchar's bill. I think that's the one we expect to possibly get a vote before the midterm. It seems most of the other bills have stalled, fortunately. But I'm optimistic that lawmakers are wising up to this and showing that this is really only going to increase prices for consumers, and especially in light of inflation, it's really important that
I can't see it
on what's important.
I can't see it going very far with all these other things going on right now. You got the Senate kind of stopping everything. I mean, I'm kind of glad when I'm looking at the 60-vote threshold now. That we have the 60-vote threshold, it stops a lot of this nonsense. I'm hoping it will stop this as well. Alex, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so very much. I look forward to our next chat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, sir. Alex Reinauer, Competitive Enterprise Institute. We're going to take our break. When we come back, we got a man who attacks a New York congressman on stage. We got a California drug trafficker. And what happens to these two? They don't spend a moment in jail. Not a moment when they're caught. All according to the rules. We're going to talk about that and our country's form of justice these days with the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Ceresi.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
What's the buzz in Tampa Bay? Senior Voice America Radio, a unique morning variety program delivering the latest commentary on politics by host and political analyst Tim Bryce and the up-to-minute happenings of Wall Street by co-host and financial veteran Berkeley Badger. Beyond politics and finance, they scale the scholar's rampart by including topics on religion and nutrition with thought-provoking guests and interviews. Tune in every weekday from 8 to 10 a.m. on this Tan Talk station. Senior Voice America, serving our nation's seasoned citizens for over four decades.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Thanks for listening to us, by the way. We really appreciate that, both Big Ed and I. So, Lee Zeldin, he's a Republican candidate for governor right now. He's a congressman. So he's up there talking. And a guy comes running up. He attacks him on stage with some sort of a sharp object. This is in Perrington, New York. The guy gets charged. Listen to this. Gets charged with a felony. Then he's released from custody. He's released. He doesn't see the inside of a jail. Okay, then we got two accused drug traffickers. They're busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills in California. They're released on their own recognizance less than 24 hours later. And then what happens? They're no-shows. They're no-shows because they were released on cashless bail. They didn't show up for their court appearance. Why am I not surprised?
Right. Think of the people that in normal America that get busted with a bag of weed and spend a week in jail.
Look at this. Look, it's unbelievable. Okay, we got the proprietor of the barber pole. Andrew, I know what you would do with those people if they were doing that kind of thing, and it wouldn't be giving them a nice haircut.
Well, Paul, you're talking about New York. You got, what's your name there, Holcomb or whatever her name is?
Yep.
Oh, this is her competitor. Against her. She could care less if he gets knocked off. The guy actually had brass knuckles with spikes on it.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was like a cat's head. It was like a cat's head.
Oh, for God's sake.
And you put your fingers in the eye. And the top of it looks like a big M, and on the top of the M's would be sharp blades. So, it's deep enough that if you put it across somebody's throat, you could get the jugular. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, Paul, you're in New York. You know how the laws are there. Look at two policemen got shot in Rochester last night.
Did they? I did not see that.
And one of them died.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah, the country's falling apart. You know what? New York is the rotten apple. How many times I got to tell you?
And Rochester,
the crime goes on.
Yeah,
they wonder why the crime goes on. Hey, I'd go rob a bank if I know I didn't have to go to jail.
I know exactly. These cities have lost their way. Rochester, of course, is the home of your brother, who appears with us every Monday. That's horrible.
It was terrible. I could tell you this much. When the mob was in charge of Rochester and the politicians, they didn't have those problems.
Oh, you're right. Same thing in Chicago.
I could tell you that, buddy.
Things ran a lot better.
You know, in Chicago, Al Capone run the city better than the mayor.
Oh, absolutely he did. Especially the one they have there now. It's scary what's going on. It really is.
You know, Paul, when you sit there and you got people running for politics today, I mean, I sit there and laugh. I mean, I'm sorry. I listened to the morning show this morning. And I guess there was some woman on there running for school board, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And all she talked about was what we got to do for diversity and this and that. Why the hell don't you people talk about teaching the kids? We got the dumbest kids in the world, and you're worried about diversity in our schools.
Right. I mean, this is the same thing with the Don't Say Gay bill, isn't it? The thing that was past, thank goodness, it wasn't really don't say gay. It was just leave the kindergartners alone and don't talk about gay issues or
crazy. Okay, now, I'm going to tell you some insider information.
Okay.
You know how we all talk about this Trump endorsement for Anna Paulina Luna.
Yes. Now let's set the table here. 13th congressional district. Anna Paulina Luna is a Republican candidate to win the Republican nomination. We've had Kevin Hazlett, who is from Clearwater, who's also running to replace who? Charlie Crist. Why? Because he's going to apparently get married and run for governor. Now you can go ahead.
Now, Trump endorsed Anna Paulina. Now, Anna Paulina has not made it to 14 debates with the other candidates. She's doing a Joe Biden campaign.
Okay.
Now, there's a big debate coming up Saturday, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, for the 13th Congressional District in Hollywood, California, at the casino. And they're doing all the different
districts. Hollywood, Florida, or Hollywood, California?
Hollywood, Florida.
Right, okay.
At the casino there. And they're going to do the different zones, okay, for the candidates, and they're going to have a debate. Now, I cannot believe that Anna Paulina is not going to show up for this one.
She's not?
Televised? No. And listen to the reason. Are you ready for this one?
Okay.
The reason being that Donald Trump Saturday is going to be in Tampa. Okay.
And she's got to be there?
And then we heard that he had begged her. Donald Trump had begged Anna Paulina Luna to go to this thing where he's being instead of the debate with the other people. Now, I'm going to be very curious if Donald Trump puts her up on stage and says, this is the girl I want. We're going to see if this is all true or if it's all a bunch of tutu.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Let's let people know that officially Trump endorsed Anna Paulina Luna, much to the dismay of Kevin Hazlett, and I know the dismay of you as well. And I think we talked about the fact, Andrew, that he might have done so prematurely.
Exactly. Now, Ron DeSantis, whoever wins this debate, he's backing.
Yes.
Okay. He's going to
even if Anna Paulina Luna is not there.
Well, that's the perfect excuse for him not to even have to deal with her, isn't it?
Okay. All right.
Okay, now he doesn't have to worry about, you know, offending Trump. He did it the right way. He picked the person.
Has DeSantis said, whoever wins this debate, I'm backing no matter what? Is that what he said officially?
Basically, that was it. He's going to back whoever wins this debate.
I know, but did he say that, or did you just get that inference?
He said that.
Okay.
I read it in an article.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's why I think they're doing this. And I think this is a way for Trump, knowing he made a mistake, to kind of brush it away. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Now, this is becoming a soap opera. If Anna Paulina Luna does not show up at the debate and ends up showing up with Donald Trump, the question would be, is Donald Trump going to kind of push her away as she wanders up on stage? Or is he going to embrace Anna Paulina Luna and double down on his endorsement?
We're going to find out tomorrow.
That's going to be very interesting.
I think it's really interesting. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I got to laugh at this radio ad that they have on, even on this station here with Anna Paulina. You think they're talking to three-year-old people. Anna Paulina endorsed by Trump.
Is it a Kamala Harris impression? Is that what you're saying?
I just sit there and laugh. And then it says, let's say this so Joe Biden can understand it. Trump endorsed Anna Paulina. Hey, lady, you're advertising on the radio. You think Joe Biden's the only one hearing this? I've got news for you. You think like you're talking to three-year-old people here? Give me a break. This is going to fall apart. Tomorrow I'm either going to say I'm right or I'm wrong.
Right.
We're going to find out.
This is interesting. Now, can we watch the debate on television?
You know, Paul, I wish I could find out exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's television.
We'll have to look it up.
We got to look it up. I know it's televised. I was talking to Ron Sr. He says it'll guarantee he's going to be on the internet somewhere.
Yeah, you're talking about Ron DeSantis Sr., who is a good friend of yours and the father of our governor.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow we're getting chicken wings, and at 3 o'clock we're going to see the debate, and then we got to watch what Trump does with the... He begged her. She's got to be with him.
Oh, he did?
I don't believe that. I don't believe that for nothing.
Okay. We'll see about that. Hey,
right.
We're talking with the proprietor of the Barber Pole. You can see he's very involved in the 13th District. And that, by the way, includes a good portion of our county. Pinellas County, St. Petersburg, portions of Clearwater. It's a very important district. And it's a very interesting district as well. Now, I want to change horses with you here for a moment, Andrew. Our beloved president has come down with COVID. And we do indeed wish him the best. We want him to recover. But he's close to 80 years old. And let's face it, he's very frail. And you would think that they would have done everything to protect him from any kind of virus because he's the president. So here's my point. No matter all the mask wearing and all the other kinds of thing and fist bumping or whatever else he did, he still got it. It's beginning to sound like it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference if you got a mask on or you don't have a mask on, or if you go in a crowd or you don't go in a crowd. It doesn't seem to make any difference.
Paul, here's a simple fact in life. If I got my dog 4 rabies shots and he got rabies, I'd start questioning what's going on.
True.
Right?
Yes, you would say, well, what's going on with the rabies shot? Maybe it's causing the rabies.
That's right. I mean, so far, the dog groomer next door to me, he had all his 4 or 5 shots, whatever. He's home with COVID.
Okay, but you're not saying that the shots are giving him COVID.
I have no idea.
No, wait a second. Now, don't dance across the street.
I'm a barber. I'm asking a question. I don't know. Everybody I know who got the shots getting COVID, I know people didn't get the shots get COVID.
Yeah, I got the shot, and I did not get COVID, though. I got the shot, the Johnson shot, and I did not get COVID. Now, I don't know if it's because of the shot or because I'm Superman when it comes to the virus. I don't know.
Well, Paul, I got the same shot you did.
Okay.
The COVID. I mean, I got it after I had the COVID. And I went and got the shot because my wife was begging me when she was in the hospital dying, you got to get it, you get it. I listened to her like a dummy. But beside the fact, I had got it, and then I got it again after I had the shot.
Yeah, so the shot apparently didn't help you. But you're thinking that it may have hurt you. Is that what you're saying?
No. You know, I actually believe that the Johnson & Johnson shot didn't make no difference one way or the other.
Okay.
It hasn't affected me at all in any way.
Yeah. So here's
just the useless water shot injected in me. What do I know?
So Biden is claiming, I don't know if you saw him, he went on the air and briefly said, I'm going to be fine. And we hope he is. But was Kamala Harris doing kip-ups and handstands?
Paul, let me tell you.
What?
No matter what happens to him, we're screwed. Something happens to him, he's dummy. Next in line is dumber. And then one in line and after that is hell. We're screwed no matter what happens.
We have no way of escaping this.
No, we're done.
It's from the kettle to the pot to hellfire. Each step is worse.
It's right.
Okay.
Did you see Nancy Pelosi walked off stage yesterday?
No.
When one of the reporters, she was giving a little press conference there, and one of the reporters asked her about her husband buying $5 million.
We have
stock.
I'm glad you brought that up because listen to this.
She stormed off of the stage.
Listen to this. Senate leaders, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to face questions over a stock purchase by her husband in a semiconductor company, Tulsi Gabbard, who's a Democrat, although I have to say she's acting more and more like a Republican, and she ran for president as a Democrat, has said that the allegations being bandied about are similar to what she saw while she was in the chamber. She says, what we're seeing here, same thing I saw when I was in Congress, blatant corruption in broad daylight. The system is rigged. I mean, we got Nancy Pelosi and her husband. Come on! they're feeding off their inside knowledge, are they not?
No question about it. They're doing a Martha Stewart, but they're getting away with it.
Yeah.
Martha did 2 years in the Huskow.
She did.
You know what I mean? But, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, you say she leans to being a Republican. But
more conservative.
What I believe Tulsi Gabbard is an old-school Democrat.
Yes. You know, she has a military background. I kind of like her.
Right.
I was kind of rooting for her when she ran on the Democratic side because she was the only one that made any sense.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
And like I say, I believe she's an old school Democrat when I was a kid.
Yeah.
She
shows up now on some conservative talk shows.
That's what you call a Republican today, though.
Yeah. So I know you were watching the January 6th hearings with relish and maybe a little mustard and ketchup. They are still beating that dead horse. The horse died 3 years ago, or no, a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still beating it.
Paul, they're trying to beat it because they want to try and convince Trump is no good. You can't let him run again. But it's not going nowhere, Paul. Like I say, I hear people, DeSantis, 24, no. We need Trump in 2024 and DeSantis in 2028 for 8 years.
Okay, so you're kind of back on the Trump horse.
I'm on the Trump. I think Trump's the only one that he's a big business this country, Paul.
Well, you were riding side saddle on that horse for a while after the Anna Paulina Luna situation. You're back on full force.
No, I think he made a mistake, and we all do.
Yeah.
Look at the people he picked when he first got into office. He made a lot of mistakes. He trusted these people, and they stuck it to him.
Yeah.
He was a businessman. He was a politician.
I'm amazed that once again for this theater that was on last night, which I didn't even bother to look at, got the attention of all four networks again.
Why are you amazed?
For 2 hours.
Why are you amazed when all four networks are liberal and are trying to shove the knife into his back?
I know that, but there are some among us on, I think it's Thursday, that say, well, it's a deposition, and, you know, you don't have a cross-examine in a deposition, and blah, blah. Well, my answer to that is normal depositions don't wind up on national TV for 2 hours.
It's all staged. It's all one-sided. We know that.
It is just ridiculous.
They're even reading from a teleprompter the entire program.
I want somebody to answer me this. Maybe Andrew can. Who paid for that time?
We did.
Who paid for it?
We did, buddy. You, me, Paul, all the taxpayers.
$100 million.
That's right.
Or something to that effect. Andrew, you're a real, you're a charmer. You're a great man. I appreciate you being with us as always, and I look forward to Monday with you.
I'm looking forward to Saturday. What kind of chicken wings?
I forgot about that. Yeah.
You want to come over to Ron's house and watch it with us?
Yeah.
You guys would be more than welcome.
We'd love it. Our best to him and our best to...
We're going
to
find out what happens with Anna Paulina. My curiosity is killing me. Either he's going to endorse the hell out of her or nothing going to happen.
Yeah, this is...
We know.
Very interesting. All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right. You have a good weekend.
You too. The Master Barber. All right. We're going to take our break. When we come back, the Pope, he's getting a primal doctrinal challenge from some German bishops, and we are going to take a look.
A fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Hey, you new to the area or just want to know about the best hidden gems and upcoming events? Stay tuned. Be Local Buzz with Devin takes you to these places, introduces you to the best businesses, and tells you about upcoming buzz. Preset your radio to Tan Talk 1340 AM or 106.1 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. That is the Be Local Buzz with Devin on Tan Talk 1340 AM and 106 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. Looking forward to speaking with you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of Freedom Works. Thank you for being with us, really, sincerely. And by the way, I know you can't always listen to us live, but thanks to Big Ed, you can listen to us anytime because he puts all our shows on podcast on our website. Go to OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on the podcast button. You'll see the shows. It's real easy. Turn the volume up on your computer. Away you go. Well, Pope Francis yesterday took a swing at Catholic leaders in Germany, reminding them they do not have the authority to propagate new theology or to alter church's governance. I wonder, you know, the Catholic Church has been morphing for a long time. I'm a Catholic. I've seen all the rule changes. And the Catholic Church has been around for thousands of years now. But all of a sudden, the last couple of generations, there's been a huge change in some of the basic concepts, of the doctrine. But the German bishops are apparently pushing even a little bit further. This is a German bishops' conference which aims at discussing and addressing four topics: sexual ethics, the structure of church governance, women's role in the church, and the priesthood. They're starting to question some of the basic tenets. As an example, men have always been priests. Why can women not become priests? I think that's a very good question. I think that that is well worth discussion. And men that are priests cannot be married. Why can they not be married? They might be better priests if they were married. Certainly, as people that give counsel to other people, especially married couples, wouldn't it be good if they had a little personal experience? So I wonder about these changes. Just looking at some of the things here, some of the things that the German bishops want changed are teachings on homosexuality, marriage, masturbation, female priests, and more. So a lot of things going on. And the Pope says, keep your hands off these topics. Very interesting. We'll see if that gets anywhere. All right. Before we get to our top 10, Ed, we got the weekend coming up. Baseball is back. Anything new going on that we can report? I see that if I'm not mistaken, are the Rays playing fairly well recently? And they're never going to catch up with the
third
Yankees.
In the American League, you know? Third best record in the American League is usually where they sit. So
that's not bad.
Yeah, I would leave.
Really?
I hate when people say compare where the Yankees are. You know, leave the Yankees alone.
The Yankees are on another planet.
Yeah, right now they are, until the injury bug hits them like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They've been very, very lucky this year.
Well, they got to be good. They're good,
but they're, you know, you got to remember, you're going to meet them a few more times, you know, and go head-to-head, and, you know, they're going to lose some games eventually. They're going to get worn down.
Ed, we talked about the injuries to the Rays before. 16, are they healing?
16 guys injured on the IR.
Is that still the case?
Yeah.
How are they going to get anywhere with that kind of a problem?
Well, they brought in a couple of players. I can't remember the names right off, but the young guys got to step up, and they're getting a couple of guys back from the IR, so we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Super.
We're on tonight, 8 o'clock, against Kansas City in Kansas City.
Going to Kansas City.
Yep.
All right. All right, Ed. This I don't know why I came up with this. We know who the number one top religious leader should be, right?
Sure.
But let's do it anyway. This is from top10s.com, the top 10 greatest religious leaders and figures. Here we go, number 10. They voted Mother Teresa. Now she's in our lifetime. Okay. Because she only died in 1997, also known as St. Teresa of Calcutta. All right, number 9. Remember your Bible studies, Ed? St. Peter.
Okay.
One of the original, 12, can we say that?
Okay.
He's the one that Jesus said, Peter, you're the rock, and upon this rock I will build my church. Number 8. Confucius. The Chinese philosopher Confucius. He was an editor, a politician, philosopher of the spring and autumn period of Chinese history.
So that's where that phrase comes from, Confucius say.
Yes, it
oh,
is.
Gotcha.
Did
all
you
right.
not know that?
No, I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, oh yeah. Confucius was a great philosopher. And we can say a couple of the, I remember a couple of the Confucius jokes that I cannot speak on the radio, but they were kind of funny. Number 7, Martin Luther. Not Martin Luther King.
Okay.
The original Martin Luther. He was a German professor of theology. He was also a composer of music, a priest, a monk, and he nailed his theses to the church door. They used to, if you paid, you would get indulgences from your sins from the Catholic Church. He didn't like that. All right, number 6. Paul the Apostle. Good old Paul, commonly known as St. Paul, also known by his native name Saul of Tarsus, apostle who taught the gospel of Christ in the first century world.
But not named Malloy.
No, okay. Not named Malloy. Nope. Number 5, Muhammad. He lived between 570 to 632.
Is it Muhammad or Muhammad?
Yes, thank you.
Well, there's two different ones. You know, there's a Muhammad, and then there's Muhammad.
Muhammad. I like the way you said that. Anyway, he was an Arab religious, social, and political leader and the founder of Islam. Okay, number 4.
Then it's Muhammad.
Muhammad. He goes to the mountain.
Muhammad.
All right, stop. Number 4. Moses. Oh, God. Moses, we would guess he would be on there. The lawgiver of Judaism, number 3. Now, this one goes way back. Abraham. Remember your Old Testament, Ed?
Mm-hmm.
You remember Abraham?
Mm-hmm.
He originally, Abram, he was the first of the 3 biblical patriarchs. Okay. I think he was the one that he went to sacrifice his son because God told him to do it, and at the last moment God said, okay, I believe you. You do have faith in me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number 2, Buddha.
Buddha.
Yeah, Buddha. Gautama Buddha, also known as Siddhartha Gautama, something Shakyamuni Buddha, or simply the Buddha. After the title of Buddha, he was an ascetic and a sage on whose teachings Buddhism was founded. So he was a real person. I thought it was just kind of a statue.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number, well, we know what number 1.
The man who had to give Nancy Pelosi her own personal communion, the Pope.
Number Jesus, of course, of Nazareth. We all know that. And a lot of us have been praying to him recently, I must say. Anyway, thank you so very much for being with us. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back Monday. And remember that freedom works.
Still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew that if I had my chance, I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. One aide says former president